Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Hundreds of thousands of teenagers in England and Wales are afraid to go out because of the violence they see on their social media feeds. That's according to research done by the Youth Endowment Fund. And what's more, only a small minority actually actively search for the violent content in the first place. Kieran Thapper is Director of Public Affairs and Communications at the Youth Endowment Fund and the author of the book Cut Short. And he's on the line with me now. Kieran, good evening to you.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
I find this startling, I must say. Can we go straight to it? That an awful lot of, you say hundreds of thousands of teenagers, this is in England and Wales now, are afraid to go out because of what they see in their social media feed.
Yeah, that's right. So the hundreds of thousands number sort of comes from us surveying 10,000 people across young people, teenagers across England and Wales, which are reflective of the national population. So that's been controlled for sort of perspectives nationally across those two countries. Mm-hmm. And a vast majority of, you know, the statistics are quite shocking. So 70% of 13 to 17 year olds have seen real life violent content in the past year. A significant number of those, more than half, are regularly changing their behavior as a result of seeing that violent content. And of course, as you said, so 25% of it, 25% of them found it because social media platforms actually promoted it to them, even though only 6% searched for it. So I think, you know, there's various different combinations of things you can tell here from these statistics that paint quite a bleak picture of basically young people don't have that much control over this sort of their experience online, and it's really affecting them.
Okay, so they have no control over what they're seeing. So they're seeing this real world violent behavior, as you put it, on their social media feeds, and it is actually impacting their behavior.
Yeah, so 64% of children who committed acts of violence said that social media played a role in that. So the majority of young people who are actually participating in violence say that social media was a contributing factor towards that. And that's just for those, you know, perpetrating or committing it. There is definitely a real life connection between these things we found. There's a lot of more fundamental issues that are at play too. We have to always remember that things like poverty and experience of domestic abuse and trauma, these are fundamental issues that, you know, predate social media. But of course, technology and social media and the internet is kind of now an inherent part of being a young person, and it is changing the nature of violence and how much young people are exposed to it. It's normalizing it in such a significant way, and that makes it really difficult to prevent it.
So there's normalizing violence as well, and then for the innocent viewer, let's say, who never engages in violence but is altering his or her behavior, they see the violence on their screen, on their iPads or their phones or whatever the case may be, and then they don't socialize, they don't go out with their friends. The Youth Endowment Fund is obviously concerned about that, are they?
Very concerned about that, because I think, look, so the Youth Endowment Fund, we are we aim to try and fund and research interventions for violence. We're trying to prevent it as much as possible in England and Wales. And part of this work today and the statistics that we're saying is trying to understand actually how young people are experiencing that in different ways. Obviously, today is about social media, and we've got more reports coming out about different things like the difference between boys and girls, experiences of violence next week, and experiences of youth clubs and police, etc., in forthcoming weeks. So this is part of a wider effort to understand young people's experiences with violence. And we're concerned that not only there's a sort of small cohort who experience the most extreme violence, but I think what today's results find are that actually there's a kind of quite a large, you know, majority, more than half, are regularly changing their behavior. They're seeing it online, etc. So this is an issue that really pervades young life at large, even if it only kind of drastically influences the lives of a minority. It really affects a majority on a daily basis.
Did you look, Kieran, at the difference between how girls and boys and how they experience violence in social media? Is there a difference there?
There is. I mean, if I'm honest, the research for that is coming out next week, so that we could discuss that in more detail next week. It's kind of embargoed until then. Today's focusing on social media, but there are differences in between boys and girls.
Mm-hmm. Focusing, you can give me the headline.
Experiencing it for sure. Yeah, the headline. I mean, boys are more victim of extreme violence in terms of like use of weapons, which we might expect, but actually experience quite a lot of relationship violence. So one of the big shocking things is that from the research is that that young men and boys experience quite a large amount of relationship violence but don't often report it. And then obviously violence against women and girls, which is a problem that has been focused on more and more, which is really important and particularly important in the context of teenagers becoming influenced by social media influences that are promoting a sort of toxic masculinity. I think that's also a big problem, which came out in the research as well. But yeah, more details to that, will come next week.
It's difficult, Kieran. I don't know what age you are, but it's difficult to understand or to figure out if there's something more insidiously harmful of viewing violence on your phone as opposed to in a movie. Because pre-phones, pre-smartphones, we all watch violent movies, let's say. Did it have the same impact? I don't know.
Well, I think that when you view it on your phone, and we're talking about real life things, right? I think before social media and before phones, you turned on or turned off your television and you were sort of aware that you might be watching, if it was real life violence, you were probably watching a documentary or the news and you sort of consented to seeing that and you're engaging with that. Mm-hmm. I think on a phone, you're right, it is insidious, but it's also, as we found today, if a real tiny minority of children are searching for this violence, so really, 6%, but actually quite a large number are ending up seeing it anyway, that's a problem with the technology. That's showing it to them because it thinks that that's what they want to see or they should see, and that's a problem.
We always come back to the same thing, and we always come back to source and how it's regulated or not, maybe, whatever the case may be. Kieran Thapper, Director of Public Affairs and Communications at the Youth Endowment Fund, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme today. And if you've been affected by anything you've heard in that discussion, you can find support on rte.ie/helplines.